Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. I want to thank you for listening in today. This past Sunday, we looked at the concept of God as three in one, where we talked about the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are all God. I think everyone is mostly on board with the idea that there's a Father God and the Holy Spirit is God. Where people struggle is, what about Jesus? And I got to share a little bit of a passage from Hebrews chapter 1. I'm going to read it to you. It says this. Long ago, this is in chapter 1 of Hebrews, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things and through whom he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. And making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son"? And again, when he brings a firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." And of the angels, he says, he makes his angels winds and of his ministers a flame of fire. But of the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of your uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions." It's an interesting passage, especially the way it starts out, that you know, in the days past, God revealed himself through the prophets, but now he's revealed himself to us through his Son, who's the radiance of the glory of God and exact nature of who he is. The first real heresy that people have tried to do all the way back at the start of the church age was to somehow devalue Jesus of divinity. And there's a strong reason for that, because Jesus never came out and said, "I am God." He didn't say, "I am part of the Trinity." Those aren't words that he used. So then where do we get the Trinity? Well, we get the Trinity because God expresses himself. And as he expresses himself and reveals his nature, we realize that God's Trinity. There is a Father, there is a Son, there's a Holy Spirit. And they're all called God. They all share divinity in their very nature. And therefore, the three are the one God. In Hebrews, it's literally saying, where God is saying, I'm representing, I'm now communicating through my Son, who is the very nature God. And then the writer's trying to explain how Jesus is much higher than angels, that angels are simply created beings. And he says, and God says of his firstborn, "Let all the angels worship him." So God commands the angels to worship Jesus. Now that's a problem unless Jesus is God. And here's why. Because it's idolatry to worship anything other than God. God makes that clear through the law. He makes it clear through his word that it's God alone and him alone shall you worship. Those are the words Jesus used when he was in a confrontation with Satan out in the desert in Luke chapter 4. When the enemy said, "Hey, if you'll just fall down and worship me, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world." Almost like a temptation of saying, "Hey, you can have everything you need here without going to the cross." And Jesus responded by quoting way back and said, you know, "You shall worship the Lord your God alone, and him alone shall you adore." So Jesus knew you can only worship God. So then why would God the Father command the angels to worship Jesus? It's because Jesus is God. He's absolutely divine. He is the Son of God in position. He is our creator, the one who created the world. He is the Word of God, the revelation of the Father. He's the one who came down to purify us from sins. It's confusing for people to think, how would three different people be one? Because we can think, if we got three guys that are on the team, they are the team, right? But they're not the same. Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit are all God. They're all separate and unique in terms of their position and their character of their position and personhood, and yet they are the one God. I think it's easy to try to spot a lie if you know the truth. And when I say there are lies, there are different religions out there, and all of the religions that are out there are always going to devalue Christ first. It's across the board. You're always going to see them devalue Jesus as being something less than God, and they're always going to elevate man. They're going to make man out to be have a better position, in that we can achieve salvation through our own doing. We can gain our own godhood. We can, we are more divine than we give ourselves credit for. All those things are all lies. I think if you recognize that Jesus is God, you'll start to recognize lies when they come at you. And I say that because I don't want anyone to fall away to some error or heresy. And that's why the early church fathers worked so hard to communicate these things. So, Father, I believe that that you communicate to us through your Son, and you want us to see him for who he is and to worship him just like you commanded the angels to do. Help our hearts to understand that, to understand you, and to worship the Son just like we worship you, God. Take a second wherever you're at and just tell God how much you love him, how much you want to honor the Son just as you honor the Father. Well, thanks so much for being part of the Drivecast today. Till next time, God bless.